You also, you are asking now. Mahu Pandita Buddha.
Yasya Sarve Samarambha.
Yasya Sarve Samarambha.
Kama Sankalpa Varjita.
Kama Sankalpa Varjita.
Jnanagni Dagdha Karmanam.
Jnanagni Dagdha Karmanam.
Mahu Pandita Buddha.
Mahu Pandita Buddha.
Yasya.
Yasya.
One whose.
One whose.
Sadve.
Sadve.
All sorts of.
Samarambha.
Samarambha.
In all attempts.
Kama.
Kama.
Desire for sense gratification.
Desire for sense gratification.
Sankalpa.
Sankalpa.
Determination.
Determination.
Varjita.
Varjita.
Are devoid of. Jnana.
Jnana.
Of perfect knowledge. Agni.
Agni.
Fire. Dagdha.
Dagdha.
Being burnt by.
Karmanam.
Karmanam. The performer.
Tam.
Him.
Ahu.
Ahu.
Declare.
Panditam.
Panditam.
Learned.
Buddha.
Buddha. Those who know. Translation. One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every act is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker whose fruitive action is burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge.
Jasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnanagni dagdha karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. Pandit means one who knows. Generally in India the learned Brahmins are called Panditji. Brahmins are honorable, I want to say, title is Pandit, and Vaishya's honorable title is Sedji. Panditji, Sedji. Even the Shudras, they are given some honor. Chaudhari. This is Indian system. Everyone is given some honor. Especially in Upper India, the Brahmins, even at the present moment, their address at Panditji. And the Kshatriyas, their address as Thakur Sahab. And Vaishyas, their address as Sedji, and the Shudras, their address at Chaudharis ji. They are also given some honor. This was the system of Indian life Hindus, Mohammedans, they used to live very peacefully. It is not a fact that Mohammedans were always aggressive. Otherwise, how they could rule over India for 800 years? The Britishers could not rule even 200 years. But they ruled over India 800 years, only due to Aurangzeb's policy, the Mughal Empire dismantled. Anyway, so, Jasya Sarve Samarambha. Samarambha means all attempts. Jasya Sarve Samarambha Kama Sankalpa Varjita. We want to do something to enjoy the fruit. We do some business with a desire, the profit I shall enjoy. We live in family life, the desire is that everyone is trying to satisfy his senses, especially in this age. Dampatya ratime vahi. In the Shastra it is said, dampatya means husband and wife relationship will exist in this age of Kali only on the point of sex life. If there is disturbance in sex life, there is divorce. So kama is there. In every samarambha, in every attempt, the lusty desire is there. In agreement, businessman doing some business, the agreement, everyone is thinking, each party is thinking, how much favorable it has become in my side. That is, I want to cheat you, you want to cheat me. I am dictating this agreement should be like this. That means most favorable for my sense gratification. And you are dictating it should be like this. We are talking also on that spirit, my sense gratification. Krishna says something that is not wanted. My so-called teacher or acharya, there are different acharyas. No, there cannot be different acharyas. Acharya is one. As Krishna said in this chapter, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rāja-sayu sakālena yoga-nashta-parantava. Acharya means one who is speaking exactly the same instruction as Krishna has given. That is acharya. Not acharya, everyone becomes acharya. In my opinion it is like that. Who are you? If you have got any opinion, then you write your own book. Why do you touch Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is very well-known book all over the world. These rascals take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and interpret it in their own way. That is not acharya. Acharya means, as Krishna says, that millions of years ago I spoke this Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Jugam Pratavan Aham Abhayam Vivasyan. I spoke to the Sun God millions and millions of years ago. Vivasyan Manave Prahu Manu Ikhagave Bravi. Manu, if you simply calculate the age of Mano, it becomes millions and trillions of years. So before that, because Vibhishan spoke to Mano, the Mano's age we cannot calculate. Before that, so this is the parampara system. Krishna said to the sun god Vibhishan, Vibhishan exactly transferred the message to Mano, Mano transferred the message to Maharaj Ikkhaku. Maharaj Ikkhaku is the first king of the Sun Dynasty, Surya Vamsa, Kshatriya, the forefather of the dynasty where Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, appeared. So, that is Acharya. So we have to accept at the present moment the Acharya, Krishna, is instructing Arjuna. So Arjuna is Acharya. One who is speaking exactly like Arjuna, he is Acharya. Not that one is speaking nonsense according to his own opinion. What is he? What is his value? We are all defective. We cannot give our opinion. That is the disagreement with our preaching and others. We are preaching that nobody can give opinion on the Bhagavad Gita if he does not come in the disciplic succession as it is spoken by Krishna, evaṁ parampara prāpta. Otherwise, it is nostos. Sakalina yuganastapanga. It is lost. So, the kama, this kama lusty, I am very learned scholar, I can give my opinion on the Bhagavad Gita. I can translate it in a different way. I can screw out some meaning by jugglery of words, grammatical jugglery. Do king karane. Shankaracharya has therefore declared, nahi nahi rakshati do king karane. By the Sanskrit grammatical pratyaya, do pratyaya, king pratyaya, and you change the meaning, that will not save you. Bhajagovindam, bhajagovindam, bhajagovindam muramate. Prapte sanni hitamarane nahi nahi rakshati do king karane. These grammatical jugglery will not save it. Just bhaja Govinda. Govinda madhi purusam tamangam bhajami. That is want. So, kama raga vivrajita. Dasya sarve samana. We can act. We must always remember this acting has begun. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhagas. First of all, the acting should begin according to guna and karma. Not that everything will be done by everyone. No. Suppose if I want to do some engineering work, that is not possible for me. I must take help of an engineer. But if one wants to understand something about Bhagavad Gita, about the spiritual movement, he may consult me. Therefore, the society must be divided into four divisions. Chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhagas. There must be a class of men, very intelligent, brahminical class. They should also work just like brahmana. The kshatriya, they should work just like kshatriya, because there will be some violence, khat. So, one who defends or protects from injury, that person also should be there in the society, kshatriya. So on this basis, the society must be divided. But at the present moment, because everything is lost, now simply Shudras are there. Therefore, the common medicine is prescribed, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasti, Manasti, Manasti, Iva Gudhanam. Because the idea is how to become Kamaraga Vivarjita. Kamaraga Vivarjita. Kama Sankalpa Vivarjita. That is real knowledge. Everyone is lusty. He wants to satisfy his senses. So that Atmaprabhavam Isharam. The example I have repeatedly given you, that the senses should be engaged for the satisfaction of the Supreme. That is Kama Raga Vivarjita or Kama Sankalpa Vivarjita. The senses should not be used for the satisfaction of senses. The senses should be used for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is Kama Sankalpa Buddhi. Jasya Sarve Samarambha. A man is engaged in devotional service. Might be he is going to the municipal office, he is going to the income tax office, because when you have to remain within this material world, we have to abide by the laws of the state. We want to construct the temple, we must have to take sanction from the municipality or higher authorities, or if we want cement, we have to go to the authority. There are so many. But it must be Kama Sankalpa Varjita. Therefore it looks like one, that this Mr. such and such devotee is going to the municipal officer, and other person is going also the municipal office for getting sanction of a skyscraper building. Although they are apparently one, but no, this man who has gone for Krishna's sake, he is Kama Sankalpa Varjita. He has not gone to the municipal office for sanction of the temple for his personal benefit. That is what. So we can do anything, of course, according to the plan, Chaturpannang Maya system. You act as a Brahmin, you act as a Kshatriya, you act as a Shudra. It doesn't matter. But it must be Kama Raga Vibarjita, Kama Sankalpa Vibarjita, not for personal interest. So without personal interest, who can act? Nobody will act. Now this communist country, because they have killed personal interest, it is actually not developing. Not developing, I have seen it personally. Because, as it is said in English proverb, proprietorships turn sand into gold. One has got the sense that I am the proprietor of this business, so he works very hard and he turns sand into gold. There are many examples. A poor man starts, but because by his endeavor, now here in this country also, nowadays this endeavor is being decreased because they are afraid of the income tax. They are thinking, we shall earn so much with hard labor, and the government from the income tax department, they will take 98%. So why shall I work? So this is economic impetus. There is one Mr. Marshall, economist, Marshall's economics, we read in our economic club. He said that family affection is the impetus for economic development. He said that. That is fact. Therefore, according to Vedic system, a boy is married with a girl, and the husband and wife, as soon as, this is psychological, as soon as they become husband and wife, because the boy is searching after woman and the girl is also searching after man, so they must be given. This is psychology. There is no question of so-called love. The formal system of marriage, the father and mother selects one boy and one girl, and by force they are married. But the economic position becomes very nice. Family affection. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavata. Pungshang sthiyami thunibhavo metat kayor mithari dayaganti mahu. These are very psychological. A married man becomes responsible because there is affection, family affection. And one who is not married is irresponsible because there is no family affection. That is the basic defect of the present society. There is no family affection. They are all irresponsible. So, this psychology is there, lusty desire. That is the basic principle of material life. So, when one becomes free from this lusty desire, kama sankalpa varjita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Very simple thing. The material life means the basic principle is lusty desire. Everyone is working so hard because the basic principle is lusty desire. I shall enjoy like this. My wife shall enjoy. My children shall enjoy. My grandchildren shall enjoy. My countrymen will enjoy. My society will enjoy. This is the basic principle of whole modern civilization. Expanding. This self-interest means my sense gratification. And expand more, my family's sense gratification. Expand it more, my society's, my nation's. This way. But this is material life. When one becomes this kama sankalpa vivarjita, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Therefore it is described here, jasya sarve samarambha. Any attempt. Now this Krishna consciousness movement, there is attempt. We are also after land, we are also after building, we are also after money, we are also after business organization, either is sky, what is that, our spiritual sky, or this book department, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Apparently it is business. We also want money, we also land, we want also building, we want also men. Then where is the difference between the ordinary person and Krishna consciousness movement? This is the difference. Kama sankalpa varjita. Everyone has sacrificed his life for Krishna. Personal, there is no personal interest. These boys, these girls are working day and night hard in my direction. But I don't pay them, neither they expect any payment. Otherwise this movement would not have proceeded so quickly. There is no question of payment. Kama sankalpa varjita. Everyone is engaged for satisfaction of Krishna. So that is explained here. Jasya sarve. Actually, we are using everything. We have got everything. We have got cars, we have got microphone, we have got typewriter, we have got dictaphone. What do you have now? Just like ordinary man, we have got everything. We have got office, we have got lawyer, we have got engineer, what is not. Everything is there. But the point is kama sankalpa burjita. There is no lusty desire that I shall become happy, my wife shall become happy, or my children shall become happy, my nation shall become happy, my community shall become happy. Extend. This extension has no meaning. This is all kama sankalpa sahita. Suppose a person is working very hard for his nation and trying to drive away others, non-national. But that is not kama sankalpa varjita. That is kama sankalpa sahita. So therefore, that is material. Superficially, it may be very philanthropic, sacrificing. Now suppose one man is stealing for his personal benefit. And the same stealing, if he steals for his family, is he not a thief? Either he steals for his family or for himself. Stealing is stealing. But nowadays it is going on that if you steal for greater selfish interest, it is not stealing. No. The greatest selfish interest is Krishna. Nate vidu sarthagatain Vishnu. You make it greater. That's all right. But where is the point where the greatness will be limited or there will end? That is Krishna. Bhaunam janmanamante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. So if we come to that point, to understand that we are self-interested, personally or extended personally, family-wise, community-wise, society-wise, nation-wise, they are still polluted with the material desires. But when the same extension comes to the Supreme Krishna, that is kama sankalpa varjita. Otherwise, it is kama sankalpa sahita, with kama sankalpa. Therefore, bhakti means annabhilasita sunnam, Rupa Goswami says. Annabhilas sunnam. Because these are all annabhilas, except to serve Krishna. Any desire is desire, that is material desire. And sometimes they want to negate this desire, desireless. One of my students just speaking that somebody said that to become desireless is the highest perfection. So he replied that desireless, that is also desire. You are thinking that I shall become desireless, so this is also desire. So how will become desireless? Very nice argument he gave. Our Chaitanya Guru gave it. I was very much pleased. It is not possible to become desireless. This is foolishness. To give up desire. How you cannot give desire? That is not. If you give up desire, then you are a dead man. A stone has no desire. Do you like to become a stone like? No. Desire cannot be less. That is not possible. Anna vilasita sunnam. Avilasita sunnam. Anna. Anna vilasita sunnam. Except Krishna. Any other desire should be gimna. That is anna vilasita. Avilasita sunnam. The acharya Rupa Goswami does not say, that is not possible. I must have desires, because I am living entity. I am not a stone, I am not a wood. So this is a false philosophy to become desireless. That is not possible. To become desireless, other desire, other means except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Uncovered, coverless, without any covering, of Gyan and Karma. Gyan and Karma. Because here it is says, Gyanagni Dagdhakarmani. One is engaged in the material activities when he is not enlightened by knowledge. Therefore, they are called mudhas. The karmis who are working for sense gratification day and night, they have been called as mudhas. Mudhas means asses. The ass works very hard. The washerman's cloth loaded on the back of the ass to the greatest extent so that he cannot move. But what does he get in exchange? A morsel of grass, that's all. He knows it, that in exchange of none of the cloth belongs to me, still I am carrying so much burden, and in exchange I'll get a few pieces of grass which is available anywhere. But he is thinking that this washerman will supply me grass. This is ass mentality. Therefore they are called mudha. All the karmis. In Bombay there are so many karmis working very, very hard. If you want to see, you know, sir, no, I have no time. What are you doing? Working. What are you eating? Four chapatis. That's all. Why four chapatis you are working so hard? No, for my next generation, or for my son, for my grandson, for my this, for my that. This is called mudha. Therefore, it is said, Jnanagni Dagdha Karma. When one understands by knowledge that I am uselessly working. What is the benefit of this work? But he has no knowledge. He does not know that everything what he is building in this life, after death everything will be taken away. Mrityu sarva harashtaham. Krishna will take away. All your skyscraper building, bank balance, nice family, car and everything, all lost. With the loss of your body, everything is lost. Then you take another body. Then what is the guarantee that you will come into this family again and enjoy your car and building and society and friendship? Where is the guarantee? There is no guarantee. When you accept another body, Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change this body, but you do not know. There is no guarantee that you will come into the same nation, same family, same society, however you desire. Just like one big poet in Bengal, he sang, ei desete janma amar ei desetei mori. Ei desete janma, you have taken this birth in this country, that's our life, and you will die. But where is the guarantee that after death you will again come in this country? That is not guarantee. Dhyantara prapti. But this is gyan. So unless one is situated on the platform of knowledge, gyanagni dagdha karmana. Therefore, present policy is that engage them in work only. Never mind. There is no need of spiritual education. There is no need of gyan. Now work, just like ass, that's all. This is the modern policy of the whole world. Engage them. In England and other countries, they want to see that everyone is engaged in working. Then their factories and other thing will go on. And if one is engaged in philosophy, jnana, then the work will stop. So they do not like this Krishna consciousness movement anywhere. We are not liked. They are under the impression that we will make the people escaping. But that is not the fact. we are actually distributing knowledge. Gyanagni Dagdha Karmat. When one becomes actually on the platform of knowledge, then he does not walk like an ass. But people want that people should walk like ass. That is the difficulty. There is the class between our movement and others. They want to make all people to work hard like an ass. And we say that there is a difference of philosophy. Nayang deha deha bhajang miloke kastan kaman arhati bir bhujang ji. We are preaching the ayadeha niloke in the human society. This is not meant for working so hard like an ass, like an hog, simply for sense gratification. This is Krishna consciousness philosophy. Nayana deha deho bhajang nilok. Deho bhajang. Deho bhajang means one who has got this material body. So there are 8,400,000 of forms, material body. It is not spoken for them, but niloke. One who has got this body, material body, as human being, for him it is not good to work so hard like hogs and pigs and asses, simply for sense gratification. Kastan kama. Why you answer? You should be peaceful. You should be sober. You should think what is the value of life. And you be satisfied with nature's gift. Nature will give you so many things. Krishna has given you food grains, fruits, milk. You don't require to eat meat and open slaughterhouses. Be satisfied with, as Krishna is satisfied. Patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchi. Krishna does not say dimbam mangsam. No. Krishna says patram pusmam phalam toyam. And one who is Krishna conscious, he should simply take what is taken by Krishna. That is the meaning of distribution of prasadam. Why? Krishna has given everything. So many varieties of fruits, so many varieties of grains, sufficient milk. You can make milk products, so many. This is Vedic civilization. That be satisfied and you can produce food anywhere. Anywhere, any part. You haven't got to go from 100 miles away from Bombay city by the electric train hanging for earning your livelihood. This is not civilization. Making all people like asses. Kastan kaman arahati bir bhujangaji. This is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Nayana deha deha bhajanga niloke kastan kaman arahati. Why you should come, we require to fulfill our some desires. That desire means we have to eat something, we have to sleep somewhere. We must have a little sense gratification also, and we must defer. That is allowed. That is allowed. But why kastan kaman? Why you should work so hard to satisfy your senses like the dogs, hogs and other animals? That is the Krishna philosophy. Be satisfied. Plain living and high thinking, that is required. If you miss this opportunity of human life and spoil it like dogs and hogs, then you lose the opportunity. This is the Bahunam Samamanti. Prahlad Maharaj says, Komarva Acharit Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatam Durlabhava Manasam Janma. A child should be taught Krishna consciousness. Komaro acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam. Dharman kama. Kama means personal sense satisfaction. Kama. That may be extended. society-wise or family-wise or nation-wise, but that is Kama Sankalpa. But it should be extended to the topmost point, Krishna. Aham Mahadidhi Devana, Matta Sarmang Pravartat. Then it will be Kama Sankalpa Bhajjita and Gyanagni. Gyanagni Dagdha Karmanang Tamahu Panditam Buddha. He is Pandit. He is learned. One who is working for Krishna, not for sense gratification, he is learned person. Tamahu Panditam Buddha. Who will say Pandit? So, this is Pandit. Chanakya Pandit also gave this description. Mātrivat paradāreṣu paradarbheṣu lastabha ātavat sarva-bhūteṣu japaśyati sa pandita. Pandita does not require any so-called education. Real education. Pandita samadarshina. There is another place. Here is also this Pandita. And Chanakya Pandit also could say Pandita. Who is Pandita? According to the material calculation, as Chanakya Pandit says, that man is Pandita. Who? Mātrivat paradāreṣu. One who sees every woman as mother, paradāreṣu, except his wife. Except his wife. If he sees everyone as mother, and Mātrivat paradāreṣu, paradarbheṣu loṣṭavat. And others money just like kūḍa, garbage, not to touch. Paradarbheṣu loṣṭavat. Just like there are so many pebbles on the street, who is going to catch it or collect it? Similarly, others money should be like that. Māgridhā kasasi dhanam. Be satisfied what God has given you. This is Pandit. Not that making plan. I am big lawyer, making plan, how to grab others' money. That is not Pandita. How to entice others' women. It doesn't matter, even though relationship is very... this is not... Nobody is Pandita, even from a material point. Mātrivat paradāreṣu paradarbheṣu. Another Pandit. Pandita viddhā vinaya sampanni brahmani gavihastini suneche cha sapāke. Pandita samadarshu. That is Pandita. And another Pandit here. Jñānāgni dagdha karmānam tamāhu panditam buddhā. These are the Pandit, not B.Sc., D.Sc. and doing all nonsense. That is not Pandit. So, this is Vedic civilization. Don't be carried away. Take lessons from Bhagavad Gita and make your life successful. That is the propaganda of this Krishna consciousness movement. Don't become cats and dogs and advertise yourself as Pandita. These are the definition of Pandita. Either take it from Chanakya Pandit's materialistic point of view, moral lessons, or spiritual lessons from Bhagavad Gita, the definition of Pandita is different from the so-called Panditas. I mean, that is, they are called Maya Apurhita Jnana. Although they have got degrees of the universities, but actually knowledge is taken away by Maya. Namāga duṣkitunā mūrhā prabaddhante narādhamā māyāyā apurhitajñānā āsurī bhāma. If one becomes atheist, then his knowledge has no value. Because real knowledge is, as Krishna says, bhavanām janmanāmante jñānavān māga prabaddhante. This is real knowledge. So somehow or other, try to understand Krishna, then you actually become Pandit, learned, and your life is successful. Thank you very much.